Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3 seconds. Two. Puts it up. And in! There's time on the clock. But UMBC leads 65-62, moments away from going dancing.
I'm excited to see these kids smile. You know, that's what I'm most happy about. You know, their hard work has paid off.
That's head coach Ryan Odom after the game talking about UMBC and their championship victory. 65-62 over Vermont, the top seed in the America East, the team that had beaten UMBC 23 consecutive times. If that's what my math says, here to talk about the championship and now number one Virginia in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's bring in head coach of the Retrievers. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He is Coach Ryan Odom. Coach, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the championship. And take us back, if you could, to Lyles hitting that jumper. You were signaling a play. You were trying to do some strategery. He went one-on-one and looked like a champ doing it, didn't he?
He really did, man. I'm so thankful, you know, for this team. Thankful to be their coach. Just great kids. You know, great kids that we have on this squad. And what a moment that was. I mean, you know, I could go back through. There's hundreds of plays throughout that game that were winning plays for our team. Obviously, you know, you're going to remember that last one, and we will for the rest of our lives. I mean, that's a moment that these kids will share. And it was Jairus's moment, as it should have been. And his moment has now become our moment.
And for Vermont, you know, tough break for them, number one seed, winning the conference championship. But they had your number opening the new gym. They went in there and kind of steamrolled you guys a little bit. What did you say to the team prior to the game, knowing that Vermont, the Catamounts, they are strong, and they had certainly proven to you guys on a couple of occasions that they were just, in fact, that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I just encouraged them. We didn't talk about the first two games a whole lot. You know, we encouraged our guys to, you know, block that out, put it out of their mind, but understand why we got beat and what we needed to do in order to not get beat like that again. And I think that was the key to kind of turning there and shifting their focus there and belief. You know, there was things that we could have controlled a little bit better in those games. You know, that would have given us a better shot. Not to say that we definitely would have beaten them, but, you know, at least it would have been a little bit more of a game down the stretch. And, you know, the year before, we had played them two tight games and lost both of those as well. So we knew we could play with them. It was just a matter of we had to be in the game, you know, and our guys certainly did that. Every time Vermont pulled away, which they typically do, our guys fought right back and were able to answer. And champion, that's been one of our things all year. If you want to be a champion, you got to be able to answer. Champions answer at all times.
Now, when the brackets were released last night, you got and it came up that you were playing Virginia. What was your first thoughts?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm very close with their staff. You know, one of the assistants there is one of my best friends in the world, Orlando Vandross. He and I worked together at UNC Charlotte. Dear friend, I know Coach Bennett, I know Jason Williford, Ron Sanchez, I mean, I know their whole staff, and just, they do things the right way. My second thought was, wow, this is crazy. I mean, I grew up there, you know, dad was a coach there, you know, I sat on the basket as a ball boy watching Ralph Sampson play. I rode my bike across the bridge over to U-Haul and, you know, was there pretty much every day for practice, watching Coach Holland and Coach Larinaga and Dad and Craig Littlepage and all the great coaches go through there. Jeff Jones, you know, who I work for at American. So a lot of thoughts, you know, it's just crazy. It's really crazy that we're playing them in the first game, you know, but you know, they're the next opponent, and, you know, we've got to treat it, you know, just like we would any other game. We've got to try to attack it and do our best.
Yeah, so when your players, because, I mean, they're going to read all the press clippings and stuff. How do you handle it with your team, you know, that they really have a legitimate shot to win this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think first things first, my job right now is to, you know, separate ourselves from the championship game, from beating Vermont, because our guys are still extremely excited. The campus is still extremely excited about that. And that's easier said than done. And we've got to try to separate ourselves from that. We've got to put it in the past, and we've got to focus now on the task at hand. And that's preparation, you know, for the University of Virginia. And that's a tall order because they're really good. They're the most disciplined team, the most consistent team in college basketball right now on both sides of the ball. So we're going to have a hard time scoring on them, and we're going to have a hard time stopping them. So we've got to focus in on what we need to do in order to do well on both ends.
Ryan Odom joining us, head basketball coach, UMBC. The Retrievers going to the NCAA tournament, taking on number one seed Virginia down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's talk about the mid-majors, and you guys obviously earned your way in by winning the conference championship, coach. But Vermont, they win the league. They're going to the NIT. St. Mary's, okay, they're challenging Gonzaga, but everybody thought they certainly deserved a berth. They didn't get in. Middle Tennessee State, same thing with Vermont. And I know the coaches were saying after the game, it's an unlevel playing field in regards to that, where Oklahoma, Syracuse, et cetera, they get berths. How do things change without expanding the field to, what, 92 or 96 or whatever it would be? Other than expanding the field, how do mid-majors get a better or more fair shot of getting their just due by being good basketball teams and NCAA worthy?
I think it's, you know, the neutral site games. You know, you've got to try to get into tournaments where there are other really good teams where you can get some quality wins. I mean, it's all scheduling. You've got to handle your business within your conference, you know, win the games that you're supposed to win. You know, the numbers, I mean, the numbers will tell you your RPI's got to be tight. You know, your quadrant one wins, you know, have got to be there. And that's easier said than done. I mean, you know, Vermont had a hard time, you know, scheduling teams this year. I know, you know, after they came off that ridiculous year last year where they went undefeated in our conference, you know, big time teams don't want to play a Vermont, you know, in a non-conference game. You know, so that's not easy to get that game. You know, so you have to get them in some of these tournaments, you know, I think is probably the best way for someone at our level, you know, to be able to, you know, make a name for themselves to potentially get an at-large bid. Our conference is one of those where that's not really realistic. You know, it's one team's going to go, you know, to be honest, this is a good scenario. We really want our best team, you know, to go year in and year out. But when you have a Vermont in the NIT and we have a chance in the NCAA tournament, that's pretty good for the America East.
Now, other than the South regional, when you look at the West, Midwest, and East, what do you think? You think the top seeds, you know, who, I guess, in those regions, who's the team that has a chance that's a lower seed to make a run?
You know, I catch the late night games and I watch Gonzaga. I mean, I really love their team. They're athletic. Obviously, they have a Hall of Fame coach, but their guards are very good. They shoot the ball well. They really guard you. They've got athleticism, more athleticism than they had last year. And I know they had obviously a national champion caliber team last year, but I think they were a four seed, you know, if my memory serves.
They are.
And I feel like they're probably a little bit higher than that. A little surprised Arizona was a four seed. We played them the second game of the year, and I've caught them late at night several times. And since, you know, Coach Miller's come back, I know he only missed one game there, but, I mean, they're playing lights out right now. So I think they're another team that could make a run out west. You know, obviously, you talk about Duke. I mean, Duke's playing really good ball right now. They lost to an excellent you know, Carolina team.
But it could, you know what, the Sweet 16 could be cool because you're going to have Duke, Michigan State possibly.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I haven't delved into it like you guys have in terms of who's where. You know, I'm just focused on the
Virginia
Warriors right now.
Right. Hey, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
good encouragement there, Vinny.
Well, hey, let's be real.
He knows what time it is. Coach, what did you think of the way that the bracket was unveiled yesterday? Old-timers like myself, I liked it the old way where you just got right to the matchups. This was alphabetical order. You knew you were in, obviously, but what did you think of the new way that they unveiled things in front of a live studio audience, too?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't have a problem with it. You know, I think they're always trying to, you know, think of new things that they can add to the tournament. You know, the tournament, and it's the greatest show on earth. And you know, it will not disappoint again. There will be upsets, there will be buzzer beaters, there will be excitement, and there'll be names that pop up that you know you didn't know prior that you're like, wow, where did he come from? And you know, it's just an exciting time, but I really like, you know, what they did last night. I thought it was pretty good. They had live look-ins at all the different schools, which is neat. Certainly was great for our school.
Right.
It's huge visibility for UMBC. You know, we've got a great university over here. Our president is a rock star and Dr. Hrabowski, and one of the top presidents in the entire country. And just an amazing educator. And so this is huge for us.
I'm assuming no one's called him the Big Lebowski yet, or has that been beaten?
I've not heard that.
Beating a dead horse, I guess. He's Coach Ryan Odom, UMBC, the Retrievers, going to the Big Dance, taking on Virginia. Coach, we appreciate your time. Congratulations to you and the program, and best of luck.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You got it. Good luck.
Ryan Odom, head coach UMBC on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He talked about his relationship with Virginia.
Yeah.
His dad, Dave, was a longtime assistant for Terry Holland down in Charlottesville with a lot of great teams there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.